great news. The video call went very, very well. Too bad you couldn't participate. Perhaps you shouldn't have uploaded so many vacation photos. We call this a Strudelkopf.
Switch to Sprint, the only network with truly unlimited data.
Hi, I'm Christina. This is my second year, and welcome to Cheer Chatter. I've been a Chiefs fan my entire life. I've been growing up going to the Chiefs games, so I've been going since I was a little girl. And my favorite part was always watching the Chiefs cheerleaders come on for intro, and now being a part of it is just a dream come true. I went to school out of state, and I danced for my college, and then I moved back to Kansas City because Kansas City's my home, and I missed it. And then I decided it's always something I wanted to do, so I checked it out and just went after it. And so here I am. My first experience as a Chiefs cheerleader was surreal. I couldn't believe what I was doing, and honestly, I still didn't feel like I was actually a Chiefs cheerleader. When we first walked on that field, I just had butterflies and so much adrenaline. It was something I've always wanted to do, and when I was actually out there cheering, it was something I'll never forget. Being a Chiefs cheerleader takes a lot of hard work. A lot of people think that all we do is go out there and cheer. However, we take a lot of time to practice, and we do a lot of photo shoots, and we do a lot of outside community work as well. So being a Chiefs cheerleader is actually a full-time job. I would have to say my favorite Chiefs player is Dwayne Bowe. Whenever he catches the ball, the fans just go crazy, and when he carries it into the end zone, it makes it even better. Outside of cheerleading, I'm actually a dance instructor, so I spend most of my time at the dance studio. However, when I'm not teaching or cheering, I love to be with my family and my friends. I'm also a big-time boat person, so during the summer, I love to go out and spend time on my boat.